village voice from Bishop Stainton, where I met Jean Napperman. And I asked Jean how long she'd been in the village.
I've been here since I was 6 months old.
Yeah. So you had no choice in the matter, really, then, did you?
No. But I wouldn't move now, to be honest.
Have you had an enjoyable time here?
Yes, very much so.
What have you done in the village?
Grew up, got married.
Tell me about your life, Jean.
You don't really want to know that. I lived here all my life, well, since I was 6 months old. I went to school here, as did my father. And I got married. I didn't marry in the village, but we came back here to live. I had two children. They're now grown up. And one daughter lives here with her children. I became involved with children's theatre, with guides. I used to take guides and brownies. I used to be a brown owl. Then I became involved with raising funds to purchase this building, which is the old village school, so that we didn't get it pulled down or didn't get it turned into houses because it's a listed building. It's now the community centre. I've been parish clerk for the last 18 years, which has taken a large slice of my life, but very interesting. And I belong to the Flower Club. So all in all, I'm very busy. My husband doesn't see an awful lot of me.
What exactly does the parish clerk do?
Keep the councillors in order. Take minutes at meetings, try and keep the village affairs in order on the advice and on the orders of the parish councillors, basically. It's a hard job, but a very interesting one. We attend meetings, go to various meetings, wander around the village, around the parish to check things are all in order. Even sort of look after the local cemetery. So it's a very busy job.
Now, you said that you managed to save this building. When was that?
1978-79, we actually signed the deeds for it. We purchased it from the church commissioners. It used to be the old village school, but it belonged to the church. And we bought it then to stop it from being turned into, I believe they wanted to turn it into old people's flats. And it basically became just save our school. And my sister and a crowd, Mr. Searle over there, we became very involved. They got a petition up, we raised funds, we went to Teambridge, and from their rural aid fund we were granted money. We purchased this building, I think, for about £20,000. And then we turned it into a community centre.
It must give you a great sense of pride when you walk past and see this.
Well, it is nice, especially when you went to school here anyway. Yes, it is. It's nice to see it working, and it is very heavily used.
I've just been looking for the plaque, actually, that mentions that you did go to school here.
It's probably in the museum. No, it isn't. There's photographs of me in a museum, but...
You're the first museum piece I've ever interviewed.
Oh, there you are. There's a few more here, I think.
And you're also involved with the Flower Club?
That's right, yes, very much so, yes.
What do you do for them?
I am now president. I used to be chairman. And again, we sort of have meetings once a month, and we just make sure everything's in order. We're doing a flower festival in August, but that is in the Catholic Church in Tynmouth. And we just generally all muck in together and enjoy it.
Do you enjoy spending time in your own garden?
Yes, very much so. I love my little garden. Yes.
I'm surprised you find the time. You seem a very busy person.
Oh, I am, but you know what they say. If you want anything done, you find a busy person, and unfortunately it seems to be true.